City Radio Sports. Welcome to the Sports Hub. Fox Sports Aberdeen, 1420 AM and 98.5 FM proudly presents Northeast South Dakota's leader in sports talk and sports coverage. Co-hosts David Tewksbury and Matt McClure have you covered on all things area sports. They'll talk with local coaches.
We have it so good, and I hope that Wolves Country knows just how big a difference they make, because they turned the Pentagon into Walks Arena. There's absolutely nothing like you, and so thank you doesn't seem like enough, but it's all I got today.
He said after the win last week, we set a new standard for how we play at Northern State, and we will never go back. And they responded. Our guys responded today. What a performance.
They'll sit down with local student athletes.
I've always said Coach Schmidt and Coach Glasgow took a big chance on me out of high school. You know, I was only 170 pounds. Showed up, I had blonde hair, dangly earrings, a lot of jewelry, and I was 17 when I first got up here for the first couple weeks. I was super nervous, and now with a year under my belt, a spring under my belt, everything's just slowed down. I'm seeing the ball, I'm seeing the receivers, everything slowed down. I'm really grateful. The coaches took a chance on me.
We're a great team too. Like, we can beat anybody. We haven't been scared in the past, but I don't know, we can beat anybody. Like, we can show up on any day and beat anybody in the NSIC. That's what we learned today.
Plus, they'll visit with local media members and talk all things sports in South Dakota and the region.
Dude, you have no idea what you're talking about right now.
I don't know what I'm talking about.
Yeah, that's what I said.
Take a look in the mirror, pal.
Let's go!
And go indeed. Welcome on in. This is the Sports Hub on Fox Sports Aberdeen. He's Matt McClure. I'm David Tewksbury. It's on the AM dial, 1420 on that AM dial, 98.5 on the FM dial. Smash that like button on the Facebook feed there as well, facebook.com/Fox Sports Aberdeen, as we've got ourselves a fun show for you here today on FSA for a Tuesday, as we'll be joined by the Ipswich track and field head coach, cross country coach, also Aberdeen Aqua Addicts coach, and just overall good dude over there at Dommy Lake, Todd Thorson. He'll be joining us live in studio towards the bottom of the hour. We'll talk about the Hub City Triathlon that's coming up here in 11 days from today, Saturday, June the 28th there at Dommy Lake, the Hub City Triathlon. Looking forward to that. We'll have all the details about that with Coach Thorson towards the bottom of the hour. David Tewksbury with Matt McClure. Happy Tuesday, sir. How are things?
Doing good. How about yourself?
Doing well. Day two of my coffee kick. I'm right back on it, and certainly could use some coffee here after a long day yesterday on the golf course. I don't know, man. I woke up around 12 o'clock, something like that. My shoulders just a little tight. My lower back was a little tight. This is what it's like when you get to your mid-30s, and I probably should have stretched before and after, but you know, we had a lot of fun out there yesterday. We did.
Yeah, it was a lot of fun. Hit some great shots. Everybody had their select few of great shots, and I've had a really – great day there yesterday. Tough course, first time playing it, but it was a lot of fun, man. I really enjoyed myself.
Shout out to the Boys and Girls Club out there for hosting us there alongside Moccasin Creek, and Isaac doing an outstanding job as well, of course, with Isaac Morgan, that is the head pro over there at Moccasin Creek. We had an absolute blast. You know, for some people, it takes them a hole or two to kind of get warmed up. For us, it took about 14 holes to get warmed up, and when that's the case, you know, typically you're not going to be at the top of the leaderboard, but more often than not, when the Hub City Radio guys are out there on a course, be it Lee Park or Putting for Paws here next month at Rolling Hills or Moccasin Creek yesterday, course record, more often than not, probably going to be safe when we're out there, right?
That's a good way to look at it. We had our moments, though.
We did. I felt really good about my drives on, what was it, 14 or 15?
I was confused on what the holes, because we started on a hole that was like 16, maybe.
We started on 16. So it would have been 14.
14.
Yeah. I had my best drive of the day. That had to have been about, what, 250? 260?
Probably more than that.
275?
Yeah, because we were – that was a par 5.
Yeah.
And we had like less than 100 – I think we had like 150 yards. Mm-hmm. Yeah, probably 260, 270.
Oh, man, I felt really good about that. And then – we finished with two birdies, and Rusty drilled a nice putt there on the final hole. That was good. That was good stuff.
How about that? I was looking for my ball because I bladed it over the green. So next thing you know, I hear some commotion. Oh, let's go. He made it. And I completely missed the putt, but saw he dunked it in there, and we finished with two birdies. We'll take that and got in the red.
Yeah, well, absolutely. And how many times yesterday were we looking at each other on the cart and saying, this is Olivia Braun's house, you know, this is where she makes a lot of hay, and we're looking at each other saying, How does she do it on the course like this? I don't know.
Yeah, she makes it look easy. And to be fair, I feel like it's a pretty gettable course if you hit fairways. Mm-hmm. If you're not,
which we didn't.
Which we didn't. I mean, we hit them a couple times, and we scored on those holes. But if your drive is off the mark in those trees, and it's a lot of open space, but also there's a lot of out of bounds. So keeping the ball in bounds, at least in my opinion, is tough. I lost a ton of balls out there.
Yeah.
Just because of the high grass.
Yeah, well, we were talking with Isaac Morgan last week at the Northern football event, and he said you just never know when that one shot is going to be, and it could be the next shot. And for me, and maybe even you to a certain degree, not to put words in your mouth, you hope one of those shots is going to be on a par three where you're looking for that hole in one. Boy, there was one hole yesterday. We had to kind of get over a gully, and we just had a really, really hard time with that, didn't we?
To be fair, that was like the second hole of the day.
Yeah,
so no one really had it. And we didn't hit the range or anything like that.
Who needs it?
Yeah, we were cold, and it took us two tries to get over the green. That's a tough par three, though, just with the gullies. And if you hit it short, you're out. If you hit it right, you're out. You hit it left, you're out. You have to either hit it on the green or over, and that's how you get on.
0-for-4 for us yesterday on those first attempts. He's Matt McClure. We call him the Cobra. Let's get to the jump here on Fox Sports Aberdeen. We did have a great time, so a big shout-out goes to the Moccasin Creek staff there, Isaac Morgan and everybody else, Boys and Girls Club, doing it there yesterday for the kids. Had a lot of fun, and hopefully we'll be back in the mix here in the not-too-distant future, hopefully with some better results through the first 14 holes than we had there yesterday. So if you do watch the NBA Finals, you might have seen something a little bit different yesterday. And I cannot believe this, Matt. This came up on my newsfeed yesterday, and it totally knocked my socks off. My mouth was agape after I saw this story. ABC aired yesterday the Oklahoma City Thunder and Indiana Pacers starting lineups. You know, the introductions for the big game there, of course.
Mm-hmm.
Game 5. That was the first time they had done that since 2013. And I thought to myself, this was one thing about the NBA Finals that was always unique, is they showed the starting lineups from the public address announcer.
Yeah.
I think my all-time favorite has got to be Mason from Detroit. How great was he? And it was something that made the NBA Finals unique, is you have the starting lineups announced to the fans and what have you. And I didn't realize, this just goes to show you how much I don't watch the NBA, how it had taken them 12 years to bring it back. I could not believe that.
Well, I've been saying it. The presentation just hasn't been great with these finals this year. The play on the court's been phenomenal. Every game's been pretty decent.
Very competitive.
Even last night's game, it was a two-point game in the fourth quarter. And obviously Oklahoma City won, and they have a 3-2 series lead. But we've been talking about it the last week and a half. There's no logos on the court. There's no logos on the jerseys except for right below the neck on the back. And the presentation just doesn't give me NBA Finals like it did in the past. And that's crazy that over a 12-year span, they never figured it out. And finally, they are figuring it out. Like, hey, we need to let the fans know there's so much sports out there. And we consume so much that sometimes you forget that this is a finals if you throw the game on. You need those sensory images to show you what's going on. And about time they at least did the starting lineup. Now, hopefully in the years to come, they put the logo on the court. They do a little bit more when it comes to that. But I've been saying that for a week and a half, how the presentation hasn't been great.
It's unbelievable, and you're spot on. There is so much content to take in on your phone or your tablet or even your TV. Everyone's got a Roku or a Dish or a Direct. There's every Tom, Dick, and Harry's got a podcast out there. I mean, there's so much sensory overload.
Yeah.
And for you to have the one thing, like, this is your Super Bowl, this is your finals, this is it, okay, time to bolster it up. And you've got nothing to show for it until, I guess, a little bit last night with the player introductions. I was blown away.
Sometimes you got to be reminded what we're watching.
Yeah.
And they haven't done a great job with it. And like I said, it just doesn't give me NBA Finals vibe, and that's nothing against the teams. The games have been great. This has been probably the best finals in the 2020s. I mean, I know we're only 5 years into this, but
still, halfway through.
Yeah, halfway through. It's been the best, in my opinion. I don't want to hear, for NBA, I don't want to hear Warriors Celtics a couple years ago. This has been a better finals. But let's be reminded what this is. And hopefully Adam Silver and these folks with the NBA learn from this, because it hasn't been great, in my opinion.
Well, one guy, speaking of not great, Tyrese Haliburton last night. Not great. First all-NBA player to miss every single shot that he took from the field last night in a finals game since 1958.
Wow. Yeah, he stunk. I mean, there's no other way to put it. They were in the game because T.J. McConnell came off the bench. He scored like 17 points in the third quarter, had a chance. They need him to be great to have a chance to win. And I know he's dealing with, they were saying on the broadcast, he was dealing with a calf injury. But when you get to this point, no one really wants to hear that excuse. But that's a wild stat. He just, he gets a little bit, from what I've seen, and I've watched a good amount of these finals, he just, when he's playing it aggressive and getting everybody involved, he's dominant. But when he isn't aggressive and he isn't looking to score first, that's when the team kind of looks around and says, who's going to score? And yesterday, luckily for them, it was T.J. McConnell in the second half to keep him in the game. But they got a 0% chance of winning it if he's going to play like that in Game 6.
So OKC now a 3-2 advantage, and they just need one more to be NBA champions. And we'll have to wait and see how that all plays out. Now, yesterday, this may have been one of the great pitching performances we have ever seen. I know you know exactly where I'm going with this one. Arkansas right-hander yesterday in the College World Series, his name is Gage Wood. He threw the first ever no-hitter in the College World Series since 1960. It's a long, long time. That's 65 years. He is projected to be a first-round pick in next month's draft. He was an eighth-inning hit-by-pitch away from a perfect game. If you need it, he also had 19 strikeouts in the game there yesterday, 119 pitches.
Dominant performance. I caught some of the highlights, and there was a moment where somebody called timeout. The batter called timeout to get him off of his game, and he just smiled and was like, oh, okay, yeah, that's going to work.
Yeah.
And then floated a slider right in, swung and missed, and he was jacked up. And wow, what a performance. Sometimes you see just some gritty performances, but you don't see a lot of no-hitters, as you mentioned, with that stat. And that's a dominant effort in at that stage to do something like that with 19. I mean, there's 19. Let's put 19 strikeouts in perspective. There's 27 outs in a baseball game.
That's right.
19 of those were Ks. That's unbelievable.
Pretty high percentage. Specifically, 70%.
Oh, wow.
Pretty good. Pretty doggone good. And oh, by the way, I think we got to toss this out there too. Kudos to the manager for letting him go. I mean, how many times have we seen a pitcher that surrenders a hit or two? Now, granted, he didn't surrender any hits yesterday, and obviously you're still rolling with it. But even today, you know, you've seen combined no-hitters with the bullpen coming in, those sorts of things. How about the manager saying, you know what, let's let it ride. Let's let this kid have his moment. Yeah, he had north of 100 pitches and all that sort of thing, but he was still dealing. I think you got to give some love to the manager there too.
Yeah, 100% right. We criticize managers all the time for taking pitchers out when they have 75 pitches and they've given up one run going into the sixth. This guy, what's the difference between 120 pitches and 105? Not much.
Not much.
So let him go out there, see what he can do. And it worked for their favor. And sometimes you just got to be like, hey, you took us here. We're going to finish with you on the mound. And that's what the manager did. Trusted his guy. And they came out with an awesome win.
No question about it. So congratulations to Gage Wood. I think that guy's going to get a pretty penny in the draft at some point in time here. And finally, before we get out of here, go ahead.
And that could help with the guy's draft stock, too.
Oh, yeah, big time.
If that guy was like a late to mid-second rounder, he could be a top 10 pick now.
Yeah, we talk about that with the NFL. Sometimes a guy is a fifth or sixth round pick, and then the media gets a hold of him. Next thing you know, he's in the top 10. How does that happen? Well, it does. Performances like this certainly help. And finally, before we get out of here for our first commercial break, speaking of golf from yesterday, this one came up, and I just had to share it with you. My range finder said 156. Of course, yesterday I was guessing all day because you and Doc are both range finder guys, and I was usually off by, you know, 30, 40 yards. But quote says, my range finder said 156, my watch said 158, the golf cart says 155, my instinct even said 157. So naturally, I sculled it 25 yards right down the middle. Been there, done that, right?
Done that a ton of times.
My goodness gracious, I love it. Sports Hub continues on Fox Sports Aberdeen. He's Matt McClure, I'm David Tewksbury. We're on the AM dial at 1420 and on the FM dial at 98.5. Also on your Amazon Echo devices, just say, Alexa, enable Fox Sports Aberdeen. You can follow us on X there at Fox Sports 1420 AM, at the underscore Cobra 66, and at David Tewksbury for yours truly there too. And you'll see my tweet about my new Northern State football helmet. Big shout out to my guy Hubby's Helmets there. They do a nice job down south. I think the guy's based out of Kansas, I want to say. So good stuff.
Big fan.
I'm a huge fan of that. He did my presentation college football helmet there, and I've got my new Northern one there too. So big shout out to him.
Yeah, it looks great, man. The retro look. Yeah, that's what he said in his post too. The retro look, and it looks awesome, man.
Yeah,
he came out good.
He can customize any helmet that you want. And I said, I want to go with the Waldo decal. I mean, I could have had like the 605 with the little wolf coming out of the top, but I said, I think I'm a big fan of the Waldo look.
Did you have to send him that?
Yeah. Yeah. I sent him a photo of, you know, what I want, what I'm looking for.
Okay.
And he says,
because that's where I was like, how did he get the decals?
Yeah.
That's pretty cool.
I have no idea. This guy's a wizard.
That's awesome.
Big shout out to Hubby's Helmets. No free shout outs, but I mean, pretty awesome.
Yeah, no, that's where my head went. Like, where did he get the decals? Does he just have every college decal in a bin? And it's like, okay, Northern State, let me pull that out real quick.
Check. Got that. I don't know. I mean, I think this guy he's a wizard. I got nothing else, but
maybe he uses like a 3D printer or something.
Could be. Yeah, maybe.
That's pretty cool.
I don't even know what a 3D printer is.
Who knows?
But nevertheless, good stuff there from my guy Hubby's Helmets. Where's my The More You Know sounder here? So maybe if you're thinking, hey, I want one of those.
There you go.
Maybe it could be a sponsor for the show down south in Kansas. I have no idea. All right. Coming up next around these parts, we're going to talk the Hub City Triathlon with Todd Thorson. He'll be joining us towards the bottom of the hour. But first and foremost, at Baker Crossing there from yesterday, after the SDGA 2 Women Championships wrapped up on Sunday, guess what? Olivia Braun was right back to the links there. Pretty solid first round of play. She's tied for first place with Gabby Olson of Watertown there after day one, carding an even par 71. And, you know, you see one thing that's kind of different between at least the rounds that Braun and Olson played. The peaks and valleys were a lot. There were a lot of peaks and valleys for Gabby Olson. She had six birdies. She had six bogeys. I mean, you're talking super highs, then super lows. It's like a roller coaster, up and down and up and down and up and down. Olivia Braun, mostly pretty steady, as a couple of birdies for her, and she had one double bogey on the front nine. So mostly steady, and on the back half there, one birdie, one bogey. So not a whole lot of peaks and valleys. You kind of know what you're getting there. Gabby Olson a little bit all over the place, but still good enough for tied for first place. Can't get too worked up with results. That's what she's at. Katie Bettsworth of Dakota Dunes in third place. Bryn Rorick, of course, of Clark Willow Lake. Remember, she won the Class A championship. Or is that Class B, pardon me. She won the Class B title this last year. Back-to-back champions for her. She's now in the mix there, too. She is three shots back after day one. And Tori Peterson of Flandreau in fifth place. So, again, right back to it after a tied first place finish there on Sunday at Moccasin Creek, and we'll see how things go day two today. That's down south at Elmwood Golf Course here today.
Definitely a roller coaster ride for Gabby Olson, like you mentioned. And if you're her, you're probably thinking to yourself, I probably should have a lead in this tournament after this day. But the birdies and the bogeys, they evened out. You are even, so big picture, you're saying, hey, I got an opportunity. But Braun, like you said, just steady. A couple birdies. She had the double. She had the birdie and a bogey. I mean, you're right around even par all day. I think you'll take that, and you'll definitely take that you're tied for first, because Olsen could really have a 3-4 shot lead in this thing if she didn't have all those bogeys.
Can you imagine having 6 birdies in a round and you're not in first place?
We practically did the same thing. Same thing yesterday. We had like 5 birdies and 4 bogeys. So yeah,
kind of all over the place. You know, peaks and valleys. More often than not, very, very not very good in the game of golf. By the way, for what it's worth, you'll have Braun, Olsen, and Bettsworth. I think they're going to be in the final grouping together. That'll be at 12:54. So my guess is they'll probably be done around 4:30, 5 o'clock-ish tonight. So we'll keep our eyes posted to that, and we'll have the story on our website, hubcityradio.com, certainly by day's end. That's on the girls' side of things. On the guys' side, you've got Ty Leonards of Watertown sitting in first place after day one. He carded a 5-under par 66 for the first day. He's followed by Jaden Antonin of Sioux Falls. He's in second place. Logan Collette of North Sioux City in third. And how about a 3-way tie for fourth place led by Aberdeen's Finn Anderson, who shot a 2-under 69 for day one. As for Anderson, he would birdie 3 holes, 2 of them on the front, 1 on the back, coupled with just 1 bogey to sit within striking distance after day one. So, I mean, we talk about all the love of Claire Crawford and Olivia Braun and these girls for Aberdeen Roncalli and Central, but you know what? There's some pretty good golfers on the guys' side, too, right here in the Hub City and surrounding areas.
Nice job from Finn Anderson. You're right in the mix there. You're 3 back, and it was a gettable course. See, we talked about Olsen 6-under. A lot of these boys were able to shoot some pretty good scores. 70, you had 270s, 369s, 168, and then a 66 and a 67. So the course, very gettable, and guys posted scores. Can you have a repeat performance? That's what these tournaments, I think, are just so good for when you're moving forward, you know, when you get to the high school season and beyond. Can you put together another really good round? Can you kind of stay where you're at? Can you make that move? Well, because sometimes you see guys maybe slip up on day two. This is a great opportunity to see, hey, I had a great round day one. What can I do day two?
I think that's the biggest thing, especially with these 16 to 18-year-old kids, is sometimes, and to be honest, I think to a certain degree you see it on the pro side of things too, sometimes you try to do a little bit too much, and then that can kind of bite you in the tuchus. You know, if you just play steady golf, you're not trying to take too many risks, if you're thinking to yourself, okay, do I chip this? Do I putt this? Or, you know, my approach shot is, you know, a buck 50 out, and I could try to put it right on the middle of the green, or maybe even just lay up just a little bit. Mm-hmm. Those sorts of decisions, obviously, there are very, very important and kind of paramount to figuring out what's the difference between a bogey and maybe even just good old-fashioned even par. So just do the little things well, and you think you should be in good shape.
No doubt about it, and I think that's why you see even at the college and the pro level, guys will go iron off the tee to put themselves in position to attack the green on their second shot. You can do that with driver, but sometimes you could be all over the place, and we learned that yesterday, where if you don't have an open look, you got to punch out. That's a shot right there. That's a shot you miss. I mean, Scottie Scheffler had opportunities at Oakmont, and they talked a lot about it at Oakmont with guys. If you hit it in the rough, it was kind of a punch out 3, then you were trying to get up and down for par, which is what we were doing a good bit there yesterday.
Yes.
So if you can have that shot looking at the green where you can attack it, but hey, I can hit a 3-iron, 220, and I could be right dead center fairway, I think these are the kinds of tournaments where you can try those kinds of things, right?
I'm kind of chuckling to myself, because you see that on tour sometimes, is you get these pros that are going with an iron off of the tee box, and you're like, why is he doing that? You know why? Because he's good. Because she's good. They know what they're doing. When you get guys like you and me, you're just like, oh, I got to bomb it out there. And then, like you say, it goes into the fairway and another hole.
Yep.
That doesn't help you anybody. So sometimes just, for lack of a better term, take your medicine. Just go with the smart play and a good old-fashioned iron off the tee box is not the worst thing in the world.
And you and me are saying, do the smart play. We'll get an iron and we'll duff it 5 feet. And we're like, why didn't I just hit driver there? These guys are so good with their iron play that they can hit their irons pure more times than not. Like, I guarantee you, every single person in this field can hit can hit irons pure and feel confident with it. I think you could see more guys teeing off with irons if they put their ego aside.
Yeah, people like you and me, we're darned if we do, we're darned if we don't. These people are actually good.
Yeah,
so.
and they have all kinds of strategy, yardage books. Hey, I'm really comfortable from 140 to 150. I'm going to try to put a shot out there where I'm in that range. Like for me, which is weirdly enough right now, I'm confident from like 190 out.
Yeah.
Not so much from like 140. That's me. These guys, it varies for different people. It's crazy.
And it is indeed. Coming up next on the show, we're talking a little Hub City Triathlon. We'll also talk about the Aberdeen Aqua Addicts there to a certain degree as well, and probably a little bit of potpourri with Todd Thorson. He'll be joining us live in studio after this. Todd Thorson, he joins us live in studio. Good to see you, sir.
Well, thank you for having me.
It's our pleasure, for sure. We're talking off the air about your last weekend, and we're going to talk about just about anything and everything. We'll talk about Aberdeen Aqua Addicts and what's going on there. Hub City Triathlon here is in 11 days. We'll talk about that, but you're a busy guy this time of year. You said you were down in Des Moines this last weekend. Tell us about that.
Well, it was a half Ironman, which is a 70.3-mile race, and there was 1,200 participants. I'd never done one, always wanted to do one, so I trained for a little over a year and went down there and had a lot of fun. And, you know, God willing, I crushed it. I beat my personal best time. I wanted to break 6 hours. I went 5 hours and 15 minutes and kind of got into that top zone where I really wanted to be. It's kind of like a dream come true. It was a lot of fun. And if you like working hard to achieve and feeling that on the inside out, you know, training for something that big was really fulfilling.
Yeah, for sure. And what was it kind of like when you saw the finish line there, when you were around that 5 hour, you know, 15 minute mark? Was it just like a reflection of all the work that you put in that year? I mean, was there a lot of emotion there for you? Or?
Yeah, you know, that's a beautiful statement because the emotion was incredible. I kind of shot it out and cheered, raised my hands above my head and thanked God immediately and then thanked my family for supporting me, because when you do something like that, I had a 10-week stretch in there where I was doing 170 miles a week. So actually, like when I knew I was going to make it, I was thanking God over and over again for giving me the ability to do something like this and to feel that joy. I feel God's glory when I work out. And then when I got done, you know, like thanking the family that they committed to the 5:30 a.m. swims and then biking to school and biking home after school. And, I mean, it was a big commitment. But, you know, if you put your whole heart and soul into something, it's usually going to pan out. And it did for me. I feel very blessed.
Todd Thorson here in studio, Fox Sports Aberdeen. Was there ever a moment of doubt during an event like that? I feel like for me, because I ran a 5K once. Years ago, and there were a couple times I was like, I don't know if I can finish this thing. But, you know, when you're going 70-plus miles, there's probably, at some point, there's maybe a little bit of doubt, a twinge of doubt, or maybe not. What was that? What's that like?
You know, I've had, last year, I ran a 5K, and I had like 3-4 minutes in there where the mind wasn't there, and there was lots of doubt. But this particular one, I think the training was there. Dr. Reinen helped me with my training plan or my race plan. Macy Hines helped me with my nutrition, and I never felt more locked in my life. I was locked in literally the whole 5 hours and 15 minutes, and I don't think I really had a lull. It's pretty crazy the amount of adrenaline and stuff that went on in my mind. So, I mean, every athlete gets a once-in-a-lifetime day. Maybe that was mine. I don't know. At age 54, I feel pretty – again, I feel blessed that I had that day. So, yeah, it was pretty cool.
Brief follow-up here, if I may. You coached Macy Hines for a lot of years at Ipswich. Now she's coaching you. What's that like? That's kind of cool.
And she's an elite mind, and she's always been a student of the game, and she loves nutrition. You know, she's been a state health coordinator, so she knows the nutrition inside and out at K-State. You know, her head coach was the 2016 head coach for the Olympics. Again, I feel very blessed of all these things that have happened in my life, and to have her there. We talk probably once a week about training and things like that, and it's pretty cool.
Very cool, yeah.
And nutrition, that's like a lot of it, right? Being able to hold stuff down when you're out there for so long, right?
Yep, I got up at 3 a.m. and had white rice. You know, was the right thing to eat for the carbohydrates, and it doesn't have fiber in it compared to brown rice, so like it's easier to digestible. It doesn't get things moving because I didn't want things moving when I'm racing. And then I stopped at every aid station. I didn't stop. I just ran through and grabbed stuff. I ended up having, this is probably a little bit kind of a funny story. Every one of my energy gels that I grabbed at aid station had caffeine in them because they had black or white to choose from, and I thought white was not caffeine. So I had 16 cups of coffee in 5 hours. So I was a little jittery, but maybe that's why I was locked in literally for 5 hours straight. So that's kind of the funny part, that I didn't realize I was taking caffeine, but I definitely felt it every time I threw one in. I tried to go, you know, every 15 minutes or so, just throw one in and try to help with my electrolytes and sodium and amino acids and things like that. So I took in a lot of, those are about 100 calories and 100 milligrams of caffeine. So yeah, that's something interesting too. And then I think I took on 20, 40, 60, 80, 100. I was about 140 ounces of water through that 5 hour stretch too, to, you know, maintain my balance.
Yeah. Well, we're big coffee fans here. Matt and I, we love our coffee. 16's aggressive.
It was very aggressive. I didn't sleep that well that night.
No, I wouldn't
think
so. You think
you would, but I didn't.
Yeah, I'm on one here, and this is probably going to be it for me for the day. Todd Thorson here in studio on Fox Sports Aberdeen. Matt's hitting on the nutrition factor. I think it's so important for any level of runner or athlete. Can you kind of talk about that to a certain degree? Because I feel like, you know, nowadays, if you just look at Americans, people like you, me, you know, all of us, we could always eat a little bit better. We could say, meh, do I really need that? Or do I really need this? I mean, I probably ate a little bit too much yesterday on the golf course, you know, afterwards. Do you really need that second helping of this? Like, can you just kind of unpack how important nutrition is, especially if you want to be a really robust athlete?
Well, I think just for all people in general, I tell my health class, you don't know what feeling good is until you really feel good. So if you know, eat things that aren't in a box or a bag, and it's all natural things, like you stay with your meat, fruits, and vegetables, you will feel better because you have proper fuel in the tank like a car. Yeah. So it's going to make you feel really good to have the proper nutrients to help your body thrive, whether it be energy, concentration, the whole nine yards. So, like, my suggestion is, you know, eat your chicken and your eggs and fish. Those are, you know, lean meats. But you can also have red meat, too, but just have fruits and vegetables when you have a snack. If you eat right, you're going to feel better whether you're an athlete or not, but obviously it's like times 10 if you want to compete. You know, that I think that nutrition is a huge thing for why athletes are getting so much bigger, stronger, faster, because of the knowledge we have with the internet and Facebook and YouTube. And you can help get yourself on a good nutrition plan, and that takes you to a whole nother level.
So when you obviously, you signed up for the triathlon and things that you run it. Did that kind of jumpstart this Hub City triathlon to a certain degree?
Actually, Eureka has been what's the oldest running triathlon in South Dakota. And they've been saying for years that they can't do it anymore. They didn't have the manpower. And, you know, he's been running it for 30, 40 years, maybe more. He finally called and said, I can't do it. So I decided we're going to do the Hub City triathlon, which is next weekend. June 28th, 8 a.m., right out here at Dommy Lake, and we got a flat, fast course. We're going to go over towards Warner Road. It's going to be nice and safe. I got all these signs. We're going to close off the right lane on the highway, so we got tons of room, so it'll be safe for everybody. Again, it's June 28th, the Hub City Triathlon. The registration will go up, cost will go up Saturday the 21st, so get out there and sign up, or maybe get a hold of me if you have questions. You can go to hubcitytriathlon.com for all the information that you want. We're pretty excited about hosting the first ever Hub City Triathlon next Saturday. So we've got lots of good things. You can do a super sprint, which is a beginner. You swim 150 meters, you bike 3 miles, and you run one. You can wear a life jacket. You can just jog it, go slow, have fun, learn a little bit about the event. We've got the sprint one, which is a 500-meter swim, a 12-mile bike, and a 5K run, and that's the main one. That's the longest one we have, and I don't know why they call it a sprint. It's you're covering 15 and a half miles, but it's considered a sprint in the triathlon world. So that's the main one that we're doing. And then you could also sign up as a team. You could have one person swim. You could have one person bike. You could have one person run. I have some swimmers lined up. I have some ties through the triathlon community, the swimming club, and the ski team. If you want to rent a swimmer, you could rent a swimmer, because that seems to be, you know, hey, I can go bike 12 miles. I can run 3, but the swim's a little bit intimidating. So you could either rent a swimmer, you could do a team, or you could even wear a life jacket. We're going to allow life jackets because I feel like safety is the number one concern. I mean, we're going to have people on paddle boards and lifeguards and things like that. So the main thing is, let's have fun, let's be safe, enjoy outdoor activities. I'm really hoping we just get a lot of the athletic community, whether you're a bicyclist, you like to walk, you like to jog, to just come out, check it out, maybe sign up and do the beginner super sprint one and see what this sport's about, because there's a lot of benefits behind it. I've found this through my training, mainly being a runner background. If you add bicycling and swimming to your workout sessions, you don't need to run as much. And it's so much better for, like, your whole body and feeling good. Like, I only run every other day or every third day. And, I mean, I'm in the best shape of my life. I was running 7:55-mile pace for 13 miles after I started for 3.5 hours. Absolutely hurting. I never dreamed I could run that fast. Yeah. But the fitness from the swimming, that's huge for your lungs. And it's a full-body workout where it's really good for you. So, my suggestion is if you want to be healthy, go to the pool or, you know, find a lake, do some swimming. And then the biking, obviously, you know, you get the wind in your face, you cover more ground. I mean, there's a lot of mental benefits, the journey you can go on by doing all three. And then you can change it up due to the weather or whatever you're feeling like that day. So we're really trying to promote the sport of triathlons and just being healthy. The Aberdeen Runners Club's been good. I should mention our sponsors, Dakota Outdoors Bike and Fitness, Shoe Science, Anthony Jewelers, Aberdeen CVB, and Aberdeen Hotel Alliance are all sponsors. They're helping us bring this program over to Aberdeen. So make sure you thank them for helping us start this triathlon, and we sure appreciate their help.
Todd Thorson here in studio on Fox Sports Aberdeen. We're going to take a quick break. We'll take just a few short moments here. We'll come on back. We'll talk a little bit more about this triathlon, also about the Aberdeen Aqua Addicts as well. More with Todd Thorson after a quick break on FSA. Todd Thorson joins us live in studio on Fox Sports Aberdeen, 1420 on the AM dial, 98.5 on the FM dial. We're talking about the Hub City Triathlon. Also checking out the photos here on Facebook here as well as Coach Thorson crossing the finish line there as well. And, again, we're looking forward to this. It's coming up on Saturday, 1 week from this upcoming Saturday, June the 28th. Race all begins at 8 o'clock in the morning. We'll talk about the Aberdeen Aqua Addicts here in just a second. But there's probably a lot of people out there. This sounds intimidating. You know, this is a lot. You know, biking and running and the swim, it just sounds like a little much. But for people that are just trying to get started, what would be your kind of pitch to them to just say, you know what, just go for it?
Well, you know, Steve Lust actually contacted me right when I graduated from college because I was a cross-country track guy and asked if I could be a runner, and you put together a team. So if you're kind of a beginner and you know a swimmer, you know somebody that likes to bike and you're a runner or you're the swimmer, go find a team and get them together. It's so much fun. I had a blast. In fact, him and I hooked up for a few of them, and that's kind of what got me into it. And then I'm like, you know, I can swim, so I tried one, and I'm like, I just fell in love with it. But then we also have like the super sprint division, which is designed for beginners, and you can wear a life jacket. 150 meter swim, pretty much anybody should be able to get through that, especially with a life jacket. A 3 mile bike ride, you know, that's probably 15-20 minutes, maybe less. And then, you know, a 1 mile run, you can jog it, and you can always walk. My suggestion is go try that, see how that feels, and be like, you know, next year maybe I'll do a training program, kind of like my ordeal, but mine was a little bit more obsessive because I was already a triathlete. Yeah. But, I mean, it's something for you to feel good and look forward to and maybe jumpstart your overall fitness, and that's kind of my overall goal in the back of my head. If we could get some people to do this, or just the challenge, you know, like you do these tough mutters.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah.
And we have these athletes all over, and like, I want to try something new and just test my fitness level. Can I swim 150? Can I go out and try to go as hard as I can 3 miles on the bike? And then do I have anything left for 1 mile? Or I've seen several people do a sprint triathlon where you swim 500 meters. I mean, if you have to, you can go on your back. You could wear a life jacket, you know. And then the 12-mile bike ride, that's doable. And a 3-mile run's doable for an athlete that runs. I mean, if you can run a 3-mile run, you could probably do a full triathlon and really not have a problem with it. I don't know if you could race it full tilt. Maybe some of these college young athletes, they could show up with virtually no training and go. That's what I did. I basically showed up and then found out that you can't go full tilt for that thing. But, man, it's going to be a fun event. I mean, I've got a finish line and a starting line. I've got carpet everywhere. So, like, when you come out of the water, you have carpet to your bike. You know, I'm kind of mirroring what I saw at the Des Moines with 1,200 sure. athletes. Yeah. And it's flat and fast. It's going to be safe. It's just going to be a fun event. And we're going to give everybody a free ticket to our water ski shows. We might even see if I could have a few swimmers go over the jump or do kind of a little exhibition while people are waiting, you know, for the award ceremony and things like that. So we're hoping that, you know, Aberdeen area athletes show up, give it a try, contact your friends and come out and do the Hub City Triathlon June 28th, and try to sign up online, hubcitytriathlon.com. We'd love to have you. We also have Facebook, you know, at Hub City Triathlon. Go to the Facebook page, like and share. And if you're an athlete, like and share it and just promote an activity that helps people's lives in Aberdeen, South Dakota.
Well, I'm glad you said that, like and share. We talk a lot about that on this show.
We beat that drum all the time. Like and share the thing. It's like we tag all these schools on stuff, and sometimes the schools don't share it. It drives me nuts, I'll be honest with you. I mean, I don't know if I should say that on the air, but it's like we tag so many schools and so many teams and so many coaches, and like, three of them share it. It's like, why wouldn't you share this show?
Yeah.
We got your student athletes on the show. Why wouldn't you share it? It drives me nuts. I'm losing it. No. Wow. But no, it should be a lot of fun there on Saturday. Again, June the 28th. And like you mentioned, kind of segueing into the Aberdeen Aqua Addicts. I actually just cut the ad, I think, either late last week or early this week. Top Gun theme once again this year for the program, right?
Yep. We got a Top Gun theme. It's just like when you went to a show at SeaWorld or Tommy Bartlett's back in the day. It's acting, dancing, something the whole family enjoy. We've got one of the best concession stands ever. He comes up with his new menu every week. I mean, if you want to come out and just have good food, this guy's the real deal. In fact, we're doing a Learn to Ski tonight and tomorrow, and he's cooking for the volunteers. But, yeah, our first show is this Thursday, every Thursday throughout the summer. At 7 p.m. we start, and we do a one-hour show with acting, dancing, and all sorts of fun. We go over the ski jump. There's barefoot water skiing that's really fast. We have beautiful ballet lines. Our goal is to have 20 girls behind the boat, 2,000 feet of rope, going off the dock one-handed, and then they go around, get their foot in a toe hold, and do stuff to music. I mean, it's incredible stuff. Our pyramids are up to four-tier high. Our first show, we always start with three tiers because we're trying to build safely. But we have pyramids and acting and dancing and all sorts of fun stuff for people to see. Again, every Thursday night, 7 p.m. Come out. It looks like great weather tomorrow, or wait, Thursday, 2 days from now on Thursday. It looks like great weather. Come out and enjoy the family atmosphere and the fun and the food and enjoy our site at Aberdeen.
All right, looking forward to it. Again, that's coming up on Thursday, and tickets are pretty cheap. I mean, it's $7 for adults, and kiddos are only $3. So very, very family-friendly. Anything else you'd like to hit on before we let you go here, Coach?
No, just be active. Enjoy these activities that we're promoting. You know, we're promoting water skiing. You know, come on out. You can also we can use volunteers. We need boat drivers and spotters and maybe even people to help roll ropes. You know, we're looking for a person to ride in our pickup boat. All they have to do is be able to pick up water skis out of a boat. So, I mean, contact us at aquaaddicts.org. Also, you know, if you get a chance, like and share our Facebook posts for the Aqua Addicts and for the Hub City Triathlon. You know, let's just keep people coming to Aberdeen. It's a beautiful place to live. We got great people like you guys.
Oh, thank you.
You know, come enjoy the city of Aberdeen.
Looking forward to it. Hub City Triathlon, Dommy Lake, Saturday, June the 28th. Like and share that post, and we'll see if we can get some more and more people signed up for that again. That's on Saturday, June the 28th. We're back at it tomorrow on the Sports Hub on FSA.